Good morning.
It's important to place your laptop exactly on the marked spot over here.
Okay. Joost, your mouth. No mouth needed.
I've got a flashlight. Do you know how I can wake it up?
Your touchpad?
No, my laptop.
Slap it.
You with your brilliant ideas. I don't know if I can touch the power button. Do you know how I can wake
This.
it up? No. Yeah, try your power button. Come on, move it.
F5. F5 is volgens mij zo'n film.
I've lost my screen now. Yeah, so did I. I
I
closed it.
don't.
That wasn't very smart, I guess. Come on. Get back to me. Yes. I closed it.
Yeah.
You've got your name.
Yeah.
You restarted it?
No, I didn't restart it.
No.
I just closed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Now you open it. No, nothing happens.
Yes.
Just restart.
Hope it's working.
All right.
Did you restart it?
No.
Never close your laptop.
Yeah. Everybody's ready?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Okay.
Well, welcome to the kickoff meeting. I forgot to put my name over here. It's Martin.
It's okay.
So you all know. What is the agenda for today? Well, the opening is what I'm doing right now. We're gonna do some acquaintance things, do some examples of the tool training, project plan, discussion, and the closing with 25 minutes. Okay, the project aim is to design a new remote control. Some of the objectives are that it has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly.
Okay.
We all know what our goal is. I forget the whole acquaintance part, but we all know each other. We all know each other's names. Joost.
Yes.
What is your name?
Antek.
Antek and Mark.
Okay. I think we already
okay.
into that part.
Yeah.
Okay, it consists of three levels of design. We begin with the functional design, and we go to the conceptual design and the detailed design. Every level of design consists of some individual work, and we close it with a meeting. You all receive an email with an example of or explanation of what a particular level of design means to the different functions. You probably read that already.
Yes.
Okay, first we're gonna try some different things with the tools we have over here, so you get acquainted with these meeting tools. We have the smart boards, those two boards. This is the presentation board, which one I'm using right now. You can there's a document folder called shared document folder. You can upload your documents to that folder, and then you can open them over here, so you can do your PowerPoint presentations on this screen. We also have the whiteboard.
Can we see the whiteboard on our laptops?
No,
no, I saw the file, the smartboard that
oh, no,
XBK, but
I don't know if the software is on the laptop, but it's mainly a thing for in the meeting. So
okay.
I don't know if it's important. This is an explanation of the smart board. There's a toolbar over here. It's quite simple. You have the pen function, eraser function. It's like a very simple paint application. We use the same file during the whole day, and you can make new sheets by blank button, and it works like this. Pen was selected, I guess. Oh, no, no.
It's not a pen.
Yeah. But it is pen. It's not working like a pen yet. Doing some stuff now.
A little bit slower.
You can use a pen, you can use an eraser. And you can make new new blanks. And you can change the line width and the color of the pen by pressing on forward with you select pen format. And select current color or line width. So it's quite easy. Well, now you're all acquainted with the different tools. Right, we're going to try out the electronic whiteboard. Every participant should draw its favorite animal and some of its favorite characteristics. On blank sheets with different colors with different pen widths. Well, I'll start off then. I'll use this same sheet.
Piranha. Okay. Yellow.
Well, this is just useless drawings of teeth. Well, they are not supposed to be green or whatever color it is.
Mm.
Some of its favorite characteristics. Well, I like its sharp, razor sharp teeth, plus the big forehead and the small, small actual face. And I like its overall aggressive look. And that's what I like about the piranha.
Okay.
I think that's kind of what the intention should be. Well, who wants to be next?
Nobody, I guess.
I will try. Yeah, I will try. Blank? Okay, then pen again? Okay.
So in the format menu you can choose the different...
okay.
Format.
Oh, control. Purple. I don't know what my favorite animal is, but the easiest animal I can think is a bird. I will. That's my bird.
No, I thought of that actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it quite? It's a little bit light. Another color, maybe? A red one. A small one. Line width. 2, 3. Oh, that's okay. It's another one. it's yeah, it's the most simple animal I know, I think. I don't know, maybe because there's such a free and maybe in the sky or something like that. Maybe a little bit, yeah, I don't know. Okay. Shall I take more birds? Okay. Pictionary.
What should I draw?
A cow.
Thank you, I'll draw.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll draw a penguin, whatever. I can draw, so you can start to laugh or whatever. Like that.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard.
Orange.
Orange, of course.
Better than your bird.
Yeah.
Everything's better than your bird.
True.
Whatever. Hey, it's blue. Whatever. I like its ugliness. And yeah. Whatever. The way it walks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Your turn.
Okay.
Drawing.
I'm going to draw a cat. I don't know why, but cat is a very smart animal. And
cool.
You have them at home, which is not the case with penguins. And
you can have a piranha on one.
Yes.
Or a lion.
A little
I'm
bit.
A bird.
Don't mess with my bird, yeah? Almost pure, yeah.
I don't think you're It's nice, cat. He's crying.
He's crying because of his. What do you like about it then?
Most cats are small.
Oh.
You can handle them.
Okay.
Okay.
Then you're truly the tool trainer, I guess. I wouldn't call it
planning. Okay, this is something about the project finance. The selling price of our remote control is going to be €25. And our profit aim is €15 million. We're very ambitious on this one. The market range is international, so it's going to be sold worldwide. And the production cost should be maximum of €12.50 per remote control. So that's clear. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm now going to discuss some stuff. We're all going to brainstorm about what the kind of remote control is going to be. Tell me about your experiences with the remote controls. Do you have good experiences with remote controls? Or do they annoy you sometimes? Are they difficult to understand? Or maybe they don't interact with different kind of equipment very well.
I don't think the four of us got problems with remote controls, but if you see elderly people, all these buttons, and then they buy
different
because their previous one was stolen or whatever,
okay.
and then a totally different remote control with different functions on different places, and half of the functions are removed or whatever. So I think what we need is a clear remote control with grouped buttons, you know, all the buttons which apply to the text functions in one
different functions.
Well, one area or whatever, not like the button to enter text on top of the remote control and the button to to minimize it to this or whatever, other functions totally somewhere else. I think we should group them. Same for the volume buttons and
Is it going to be a remote control that's what it can be used for different kind of equipment, like your TV and your stereo?
I was thinking, since a TV is mostly used together with a VCR or a DVD player or recorder, and not with a stereo, I think it should be good to include functions for VCRs and DVD players.
With DVD players in home cinemas, that's often double as stereo hi-fi sets, probably.
But isn't it?
I don't know. Hi-fi set is not often used, as I know of, in combination with television.
But we're gonna.
It's only for television, I thought.
Yes.
Not.
Oh, it is only for.
I thought it was only for television. So.
Yes, it is only for television.
So we probably don't have to have to functions for DVD player or VCR.
About that, if we think it's useful, we do it.
But where did it? Where did you find that?
In the email. I thought
it said,
television remote control.
Yeah, but most television remote controls support other functions as well.
Yes,
so we can think about that.
True.
Okay, but we've got to put some. So user friendliness is a priority.
Yeah.
I guess
true.
Or at least that maybe is some aspect of the. Some point at which we can excel by making it very useful. Then you're the usability man, so that's
oh my god.
Task for you then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, other ideas? How can we make it trendy or something? By the shape and look of it?
Go with fashion.
Maybe a can opener underneath it.
For the bear.
Something special, like an MP3 player.
I think. I think we have to keep it simple to get a whole market. It's international, so we have to use a standard.
That's an idea, of course. Yes.
Particular, which makes it. We can skip back to the goals, probably. Original, trendy, and user friendly. Well, we also already talked about user friendly. Something trendy and original, well, it goes hand in hand, I guess.
Yeah.
If something is original, it tends to be trendy. Well, we should make a combination of that. Okay, so the technical part of the process is something you're going to look at before. So you have to think about what kind of equipment you want to you want to manage with it. Well, that's an important part for you then.
User friendly.
In regards to the user friendly
part
of it. Well, and you should look out for what makes it trendy. Well, you know, like some special future or some. Did it get some gadgetness or something?
Yes, what the market wishes.
Okay. Well, closing. That meeting starts in 30 minutes. Individual acting. So the industrial designer will, or the working design, of course, will already say that. The user interface designer. Is it the user?
Interface.
Technical functions design. And the management expert, the marketing expert. User requirements, especially well, that was already clear to us. Specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach. I don't know how much time we have left. Oh, not many, I guess. We started at 12.
We just got a message.
Oh, and what does it say?
And it said,
oh, I don't.
5 minutes, so we've got 4.5.
Okay, well.
I didn't get a message.
No. He's the.
Oh, the project manager.
Team leader.
Ahead of schedule, then.
He is the one.
Okay.
Make some minutes, take some minutes. And it's clear you can put the stuff in the project documents.
Okay.
You can all
Project, project documents is shown on the whiteboard.
Yeah. We're all familiar with Microsoft PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to write some stuff down and then we're ready.
Okay.
Well, we can leave already, I guess. Should we, or is it important that we leave it except the...
No.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think
yes.
so.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll see each other in 30 minutes.
Yep. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
I will need it.